Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got a question here that came in via the LSAT Demon Ask button.
I really struggle with strengthen and weaken questions. I consistently get them wrong, particularly the more difficult ones. It seems like I tend to both tell a story in my head to justify a wrong answer choice, and I fail to see the connection to what ends up being the right answer choice. Together, this is a recipe for some bad times. Any tips?
Why do you think this is happening, Ben?
It seems like, well, okay, if someone struggles with any question, but in particular strengthen and weaken questions, the problem almost always started in the argument and the student's failure to see what was actually wrong with it.
Yep.
So are you identifying the conclusion correctly? Are you figuring out why that conclusion isn't proven? It has to be not proven on some level because there's no way to strengthen or weaken a perfect argument.
Yep.
Yeah.
You got to get better at attacking the argument in the first place. And then I think you'll just get huge dividends on both strengthen and weaken. One thing that might be holding you back is if you're reading the question first before you read the passage, then it's going to make you suck at strengthen and weaken questions, I think, because you're going to be like, oh, I'm trying to help this argument, or oh, I'm trying to attack this argument. You should always be trying to attack the argument. You should read the argument with skepticism. What's the evidence? What's your conclusion? Why doesn't the evidence fully prove the conclusion? The argument might sound pretty good, but you got to recognize that, hey, there's wiggle room here. Your premises say this, but your conclusion says that. There's some new shit in your conclusion that really isn't in your evidence.
Yeah.
The pieces don't add up. I can accept all of your evidence without having to accept your conclusion. That's the heart of logical reasoning. That's the heart of strengthen and weaken questions. I like it that this student has recognized that they're making two mistakes when they miss a question. They say, I am both telling a story in my head to justify a wrong answer choice and failing to see the connection to what ends up being the right answer choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So those are two separate mistakes. You're doing the right thing by investigating both of those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I think, though, that what you're probably doing is you're falling in love with the answer that where you're telling yourself some story.
Yeah.
And then you're not actually really reading the remaining answer choices.
Hmm.
What do you think?
Certainly possible. Yeah.
I would just ask individual questions. Keep using the ask button, but try to make it a more detailed ask. Like this high level, like why I'm struggling with strengthen and weaken and I pick the wrong answers and I don't see why the right answers are right. Well,
yeah.
Okay, let's talk about one of them and let's see exactly what it was. Like, let's look at both of those mistakes. Why is that wrong answer wrong? Why did you think it was good? Let's dig into that. Why is the right answer right? Why didn't you see that when you read it the first time? Let's dig into that too. And it's really got to be one question at a time. So I appreciate that the student is using the ask button.
I have to double down on that too, because, you know, when people do finally understand why they missed a particular question, they often quickly say, okay, well, I get this one, but that's not going to help me with everything else because this is such a unique argument, or, you know, it's something about space. And now, okay, I understand what I missed about space, but hey, the next argument's going to be about cows. And so learning why I got this question wrong doesn't help me with future questions. And it's like, yeah, but it does, because really what we're learning here is how to see why premises don't prove conclusions. Just get better at seeing that. Why didn't these facts justify the conclusion that this author ultimately came to? Yeah, sure, we're not going to talk about space again in this exact way, but that's not the real skill that you're developing here.
Yeah. I want to double down on something I said earlier. If you are struggling at strengthen and weaken questions, and if you are reading the question first, then the reason why you suck at strengthen and weaken questions includes the fact that you are reading the question first. You don't want to know what team you're playing for. you'd prefer to be in the dark. That's like, it's similar to why blind review works so well. Well, of course we want to review the question without knowing what the right answer is, because we want to be able to find it ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, there's a similar thing that's going on. If you read the question first and it tells you that you're looking to strengthen this argument, then I don't know. Or if it's telling you to weaken the argument, I just don't want to know.
You've already been told there's a problem with the argument. Yeah, we know that that's generally the case, but you want to come to that conclusion yourself, because sometimes there's not.
I want to find it. I want to find the problem. I don't want to know that there's, I mean, like you telling me, okay, you're going to have to strengthen this argument. I mean, what are you really telling me? You're telling me that the argument isn't complete, which it almost never is.
Yeah.
That's it. All you're telling me is that the evidence doesn't already prove the conclusion, and now we need to go find a way to make it better. But very frequently, I think especially on strengthen questions, on harder strengthen questions, the correct answer is frequently going to defend the argument against an attack that you might have made if you had been trying to attack the argument. And it just turns hard questions into easy questions, because you'll find yourself predicting the answer. Notice that, you know, this student is telling a story in their head to justify a wrong answer choice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because you are like hoping that the wrong answer choice is going to explain it to you.
Yeah.
So then you're like trying to shoehorn in an answer choice that doesn't really make sense, but you're trying to tell yourself a story that it will make sense. Yeah. You should have been telling yourself better stories in the beginning, which is just when you're attacking that argument.
Yep.
Anything more?
No, thanks for asking that question. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.